This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A public work of art meant to capture the affirmative essence of Boulder has been met with an abundance of negative comments. With more and more Colorado communities buying and displaying artwork, KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo started wondering about what goes into the process of selecting those projects.
I'm standing in front of the Boulder Public Library, and its glass facade was supposed to be home to a new piece of public art titled Yes. Picture big, bold, red letters internally illuminated in all caps spelling out Y-E-S with an exclamation point. That was the plan until the city said no.
What we've discovered coming out of this process was that the community at large, who may not be following public art on a day-to-day basis, such as the Art Commission might be or the panel.
Patrick von Kaiserling is the communications director for the city of Boulder. The city says Yes was selected in accordance with the city's interim public art policy, which included 8 months of public meetings by the Boulder Arts Panel to review 367 proposals. The project from Miami-based R&R Studios was also signed off on by the Library Commission, the Arts Commission, and the city manager. Even so, von Kaiserling said the city still received more than 60 public comments objecting to the artwork after Yes was selected.
The public may not have been aware that they had opportunities to participate in that, and so what we'd like to do is look at additional steps that would allow us to engage the community.
You know, I don't know how or what we could have done to involve the public more.
Anna Salim is chairwoman of Boulder's Arts Commission.
And I don't know that until the piece was chosen and people had a strong feeling about it one way or the other, whether they would have participated anyway.
But public art in Colorado and elsewhere has long drawn public criticism. Salim cited three works once considered unfavorable by many: the Vietnam War Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the Eiffel Tower.
No one liked that when it was put up. It was supposed to be for a world fair and there for 10 years. And now you can't see a movie about Paris without seeing a shot of the Eiffel Tower. I mean, they wouldn't even consider it.
Dina Miller, public art manager for Colorado Creative Industries.
There's often controversy with these big iconic pieces.
Miller cited Denver's Blue Mustang at Denver International Airport and National Velvet, a piece near the Highland Pedestrian Bridge, sometimes referred to as Hill of Beans, as two works that have drawn local criticism.
There's going to be people that aren't going to like the artwork. There's just no way around that. You can't please everybody. You cannot please 100% of the people. That's why it's an important thing to have a variety of different types of artwork in a public art collection, so everyone can find something they can relate to and fall in love with.
But design was just one of the qualms that people had with Yes. R&R Studios also created the All Together Now sculpture at 14th and Curtis Streets in downtown Denver, but their outsider status drew the ire of several Boulder residents. Again, Anna Salim.
It just seems a little provincial to me to only look internally for those things. And, you know, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, I guess, and somebody's perspective from outside can be really valuable to us as a community.
The $150,000 budget for the project was another negative for some. Matt Chizansky is manager of the City of Boulder's Office of Arts and Cultural Services.
When you spend on public art, you're not just simply handing over a check to someone in Miami that gets spent in Miami. Really, artists only take about between 10 and 20% of a commission for their design fee. The rest of that is recycled into the community. These artists were looking to hire local fabricators, local electrical workers, concrete contractors, even engineers. They were going to spend their money at hotels and restaurants while they were in town.
While the project is out, the money could possibly be used for future work. And if and when it comes time to select a new work, Salim of Boulder's Arts Commission hopes the public will engage in that process at the outset.
If any positive thing has come from this, it's that our community is having a really robust conversation about public art. And that was not the case before.
The city is slated to draft a cultural plan, which will include a new policy for public art, in the coming months. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
You can see more of Arts District on Rocky Mountain PBS starting at 7:30 tonight.